Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
On a lighter note, I suppose, who's that behind the plate? Who's that swinging for the bleachers in the World Series? Who is the face of baseball as a fun game? Come on, this is not a trivia question.
I guess the first thing I should do is thank everybody who made this day necessary.
Yogi Berra made every day he played the game of baseball a reminder that having fun was the necessary ingredient for what was once the undisputed national pastime. And he was good at the game, so very good. 19 years swinging the bat, he struck out only 414 times. That is an insane statistic, and it's just one of many. But Yogi was the opposite of a number. He was a face and a voice and a national mascot, chuckling in the era of the ultra-serious Ted Williams and Joe DiMaggio, the tragic heroes like Mickey Mantle. And Yogi had something else, stage presence. The camera and the announcers loved him.
Two strikes, ball one. Here comes the pitch. Strike three.
That's right. Don Larsen throws a perfect game in the World Series, but it's Yogi's hug we remember. As baseball and TV began a long relationship in the 50s, Yogi was a star, the working everyman image.
There's probably never been a Yankee that I can think of that probably was said more times to him, well, you can't do that. You can't do that. Who then turned around and did it?
Was he a warrior?
Oh, he was a warrior. Oh, was he a warrior?
Longtime Yankees owner George Steinbrenner, who many believe has ended up in a very different baseball hereafter, hotter perhaps. Berra feuded with Steinbrenner for a very long time, but no one could match Yogi's pitch-perfect personality, whose comic timing was as precise as a 5-3-2 double play. Berra appeared in 21 World Series and won 13 of them. He still holds the record for most World Series hits by a healthy margin. And one-liners? No one will ever break that record. When you come to a fork in the road, right, take it.
Who says Yoo-hoo's just for kids? Yoo-hoo's for anyone who likes a delicious chocolate drink.
Yogi, what's your call on Camels?
That's easy. Camels taste good and smoke mouth.
Not too close. What do you think? I got that insurance?
What insurance is that, Yogi?
The one you really need to have. If you don't have it, that's why you need it.
Eighth grade education, but with a voice that could sell. And a swing that announced itself the very first time Larry Berra stepped up to the plate.
Berra swings, and that one's going to leave the ballpark. Well, what do you know? Larry Berra, they call him Yogi, his very first time at the plate in the major leagues against the A's. And what does he do? He hits a home run.
Yogi Berra, at age 90, passed away on September 22nd, 69 years to the day of his major league debut. In 1946. So I guess we can be assured that in his first at-bat in the Hereafter League, it'll be a home run.